talking about step 11, right? Okay. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understood it, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. This step 11, sought through prayer and meditation, is that in the beginning I had to learn how to pray in Alcoholics Anonymous. Purpose of prayer. I had to learn that prayer is a communion, or it's a petition, or it's an acknowledgement to a power greater than me, or higher power of God, of something that I need, or something I think that should be there, or something like that. But here's the thing about that is that I didn't know that the prayer, there's two parts to prayer. I had to learn that first. I had to learn that way down in early. That would have been in step 3. And so this knowledge now of prayer is something I have to talk about. It's because I found out that the word prayer is like all other words that I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. I know the word, but I don't know the function of the word, or the application of it, or the purpose of it, or what it is about the word that I need to know. I assume, or I take it in my brains, that when it says words, that words mean exactly that. They're words, see? But they sometimes mean other things, too. Sometimes they have different intent than I think of in that. So I was taught first now about prayer, is that this is a petition. It's a relationship with a power greater than me. And there's two parts to prayer, though. And this is what I need to know. And the reason for this is that I was getting so used to our thinking thoughts that all I had to do is talk to God and then walk my life as I wanted to walk it. I didn't know and didn't understand that the second part of prayer was the fact that if I will live according to that prayer in the day I'm in, that prayer will be answered. Now, this means now that the prayer now first would be, I'm talking to something that's not me. And I learned that down in 2, that it was a power greater than me, so it couldn't be me. And I had to learn that when I talk to God, this power, when I talk to God, it's a relationship now that's away from self. I'm going to something other than self. And so this is where I had to come to believe in a power greater than self, so that I could actually do the things that are necessary so that this would remain the power, or be the power, that I'm going to have in my life. Because, you know, it's so easy for me to pray to a name or to a ritual. It's so easy. Now, I've done this for a long time, too. I start my day out in the morning on my knees, and I end that day on my knees again. And then during that day, I might occasionally talk to or recognize or acknowledge God, or the need of God, or something. Or someone might bring it to me, like maybe a song or something like that. I'll be riding along, and all of a sudden, man, it's been hours since I even considered God, let alone think about Him or talk to Him or anything else like that. And so then I found out that if I ask God to be in my life, He will be in my life only if I allow Him to be in there by performing. Now, that meant the second part of prayer. The first thing I asked for was I asked this power that to help me with my anger and hostility. That was the two things that it was really, after some time of being sober, that was very evident everywhere I went, but especially at work. And so here I am, I'm talking to a God. I'm asking specifically for two things. And so then when I went to work, I would start calling upon this God to help me not be mad, not be angry, not to look at somebody with judgment, criticism, and so on. So I didn't know I was building a relationship in a performance I was doing, so that prayer I asked for that morning was a living life that I was doing. Now, I had no idea about this. I had no relation about this. Now, if I'm in 11, and if I'm sought is an ongoing process. It's something that's a continuous thing. But I learned about this now, too, that Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step recovery program, it says this in the 12x12, that it is a continuous way of life. This isn't something that you do now and then. And in the steps, they're talking in different terms, like on page 64. On page 64, haven't been granted a perfect release from our alcohol. alcoholism, why then couldn't we by the same means be granted a perfect release from any other difficulty or defect we have? That's the riddle of our existence. Perhaps the full answer lies only in the mind of God. So now, see, this is starting, I'm starting to get a better look at a bigger consideration of prayer and also a performance and also about the power of God, see? And so that when I'm in 11 now, if it's a continuous thing, and if sought means seeking, and if seeking means looking and trying, and that means anything I read, anything I listen to, anything that I'm doing in relationship to a power greater than me, then this must mean now that it's something that has to be regulated or has to be decided of what it is now. It says sought through prayer and meditation to improve. Improve means, like for me, improve is to get better or to add more quality to it or even more quantity, even far as that goes. And so the wording of the steps I learned a long time ago now, besides this, is that as each step appears, step one, and then going on the rest of the way, that they're in a logical order form, so that when I do them, when I apply them, when I perform with the steps, when I use the step as a way of life, then this here now is a method now. It's an actual method of living that will treat my alcoholism because of the order form it's in, and also because of the power that's behind that order form, so that it makes it possible. So now, this here would mean now that in step 11, the words it said now, sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God as I understood them. See? So now, what does that mean? See, so conscious contact would mean that I must associate my life to God all the time, the best that I can do. Now, what that means, again, I have to find out, is that I must give this, and Ted and I talked about this, I remember it well, too, is that I must do this 100% of what I got. 100% of what I got. Now, 100% of what I got sometimes is pretty slim. It's only 20% of 100%. But I've got to give it 100% of 20%. I've got to give it everything I got in the day I'm in. So this means now that the attitude that I have about this here, what I'm doing, has to be there for a purpose. And so if I'm seeking to improve my conscious contact with God, as I understand Him, see, that means that I'm doing this for the reason I'm doing it for is so that I can improve my life with God. Because I live my life, in my life, daily, as I live, not as I sleep. See? So it says conscious contact. So what the hell does conscious contact mean? Conscious contact with God. I had to find in the Sermon on the Mount is where I had to find this out. And this comes from the affirmative prayer or the scientific prayer, however you want to look at it, is that I'm calling upon a power greater than me. I'm talking to a power. We'll keep it in the form of power. A power greater than me. Not a higher power, but just a power right now. Because I must understand, or I must be aware of what's needed for my life, because way back down in the Gnostics down there, in chapter 4, on page 45, they're talking in there about what's really wrong. See, lack of power was my dilemma, our dilemma. See, but how was I to find that power? See, that's what this book is about, to enable us to find a power which will solve our problems. And it doesn't say higher power, it says power. And if that says power, then what the heck do they mean by power if they don't define it as a higher power, as God? Well, what it becomes now, it becomes something that's a working process. It's something, I personally know this because of the way I had to learn to pray to God and the way I had to find God and use God in my life for my life, see? Because this is where the watch come into the picture. See, I was seeking and didn't know it. And I was looking for something and didn't know it in the manner that I was doing, because I wanted to have something different. This is before I know God as a true God, as a living God. See, it's another man's power, it's another man's words, it's another man's God even. And so here I am. I'm trying now to find a relationship so that I can keep, improve my conscious contact with God, deliberately want, deliberately do this, knowing what I'm doing, doing this all the time. And I did this now, but I worked in Van Nuys, in Lincoln Mercury Dealer in Van Nuys. I would constantly, I'd look at my watch, and I'd say, I'm sorry, God. It's been an hour. It's been a half an hour. I haven't talked to you. I haven't acknowledged you. I'm back. Please forgive me. Would you help me now? Would you be with me? I'm angry. I'm mad. I got a chip on my shoulder. I don't like that SB. I don't like this guy. I don't like that guy. I don't like the what I'm thinking. Would you be with me? Would you help me? This year, I had to do this. Now, the reason I have to do this is because of the fact of what's being supplied and what's needed for my life, because this is now is where my trouble lies. This is where I'm an alcoholic with alcoholism. I get in trouble whenever I think. Whenever I do anything, I get in trouble. And if I'm talking to a power greater than me, if I'm calling upon that power, if I'm consciously, now consciously means exactly that. I drive my car and I'm discussing my life. I'm sharing my life. I'm telling God exactly what's going on in my brain, how I'm acting, how I'm feeling, whether it's good or bad, it doesn't make any difference. This here now is important to know, because I get caught up in living. I get caught up in anger. I get caught up in thinking about you, whoever you are. And that is not improving my conscious contact with God when I'm thinking about how rotten you are. And so this now is step 11 now, see, is a bigger step that we can talk about here, I'll tell you. But it is something now that's needed so, so badly, so that this day, as an alcoholic, I can perform this day under any adversity. I can still get a smile when I'm feeling smile. I still can say a kind word when I'm not thinking about that. I can see Jeff over here with the kind thoughts that he has, that he's sharing what he has. I can see it because I'm looking that way with the power that's needed to be able to have the things that are in my life today that God wants me to have. I want to be the man God wants me to be. How can I be the man that God wants me to be if he isn't there in my conscious contact, in my consciousness, if he's not there? How can I be who I should be? I can't. You see, I can't, because self is so powerful, and self will talk to you, and self will still put you number one, just top of the heap, make sure you're all there. Your conscious contact is with self, not with a power greater than you. Now, step 11 is where the power lies, so that when you get to 12, so that you have had a spiritual awakening. How could you or I have spiritual awakening without step 11? Where would you get it? Would you get it in 10? Or would you get it when you make an amends? Would you get it when you make a list? Would you get it because you went and did the right thing in step 7, of maybe giving a few bucks or sharing your whatever you're doing or helping somebody or something like that? Would you get a spiritual awakening out of that? I don't think so. Because I think spiritual awakening is exactly what it says it is. It's an awakening to the fact that the spiritual life is needed, is being supplied by the grace of God only, not by your grace. So thought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God means exactly that. This day to day, I need to have more than just a prayer. I need to have more than just a thank. I learned a great deal now about what I'm talking about, so that when I have troubles, and I've had many, many problems, and I had many things go the opposite direction, which I thought was the hard side of life, and it's not the hard side of life. It's only because I thought that. And to have the grace of God, when you lost everything you've ever worked for, every possession that you've ever had, when you have been put to the test in court, accusing you of things that you didn't do, things that you know inside of yourself that you couldn't do even, and then to have the grace of God on you to say, listen, stay with me. I'll take care of you. No harm will come to you. And then to have turn right around and have more given to you after that has happened, and then you're better off now than you were before that happened even. only by the grace of God. I've had this happen more than once. This is what you asked me one day. 19, you said, how could you go to hell like that if you come back in such a couple of years, short couple of years? I know how. Because you see, I had a life that I was performing in each and every day. No matter where I had to go, what I had to do, I still went there and I had to do it and I'd done these things, but I did them only because of the fact that I could do them so that I wasn't doing them under protest, so that I was following the grace of God, that I was including God in my life. And the day I was in, he was with me in the truck. He was with me wherever I went. He was helping me think right that day. He was helping me do the things that day so that my life would improve, because that was his will for me and I was carrying it out. See, now this is serious what I'm talking about. This is something that nobody talks about. I don't hear no alcoholic talk this way. And I sure in hell didn't learn it in church. But I did learn it through living a life that I needed in my life so that I could have what God wanted me to have. This is serious stuff now. This is life and death proposition now. This is about something now. Where could I possibly, how could I possibly have this if it didn't come from the grace of God? You think another human being gave it to me? Impossible. Self is so damn strong that in step 11, when they're talking in there about prayers, St. Francis Assisi talks in there about self-forgetting. And I don't even know how to do that. And I don't even know what self-forgetting means either. But yet I got to do it. And so step 11, to have the world presented to you, no matter what's happening, I told you, I see my wife laying in a casket dead. I'm the one that should be laying there dead, because the fact of who I am, the way I live, and the way I treat people, and still the way I think of people today, she never thought like that. She never acted like that. But yet she's laying there dead, and I'm not. How come? What kind of God is this? What kind of life is this? You were in the room there when the doctor says that I'm going to die. You were there with Walter. He walked in and says, you ain't going to make it. You better say goodbye to your kids. You make peace and you say goodbye to your kids. You're not going to live. You're going to die. That was 3 years ago, last March 13th. That's the truth. How come? This is something, see, that I don't forget. This is something that I know. I know each and every day. Through Jesus Christ, I have another day, only because of the fact that I'm still seeking and I'm still wanting to improve my conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. Them are heavy words. That's real serious stuff. And I'm no Jesus freak in the fact that this is something that I'm talking about now. I'm going to go live rotten tomorrow or next day or talk against you or something like that. I don't do that. I don't think that you're a son of a bitch or anything else like that. I don't live like that. I used to. But the whole step, now this step here, you can this step enlarges, it grows, it gets bigger, it goes farther, it includes more people. But they all do this. All the steps do this. This is why it treats alcoholism for many years. It don't treat the alcoholism because alcoholism remains the same as days and days and days, and then you're the same today, now you'll treat it the same today. It doesn't do that. This is an ongoing thing. That's what it says, step 11. To improve my conscious contact with God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. Man, that's good news. That's something I never once ever considered. Get on my knees and thank Him for the day I'm in. Thank Him for whatever. Get up and go to bed then. No way. I don't do that. I do part of that, but I don't do that. I thank Him now. I ask God right now to be with us all. Every meeting I go to. We're all considered to be under His grace. But you see, that's me. I'm still seeking. I'm still wanting God in my life, for my life. This is conscious contact. This isn't going to church in the morning and then react the way you want to act the rest of the day, be as mean or be as rotten, think about anybody the way you want to think about them. Baloney. I have to watch myself. Jimmy knows that. I get screwy ideas about people, especially old people, and hell, I don't think I'm old. That's a fact. But that's the truth. Yeah, I'll tell you, ask Jimmy. I see them old people getting out of their cars. It takes them 5 minutes to get out of their car. I think, man, oh man, I wouldn't want to be in front of him. He's going to hit the brake pedal fast enough to kill me, you know. This is true. The important part about step 11 is the fact that I never understood really prayer, what prayer means. Prayer, I thought, was just a petition or a request to God. See, I didn't know that prayer requires a performance out of you and me as alcoholics with alcoholism, that there's something now demanded out of you so that you can ask God to do something you can't do or have something that according to his will, so that you can rise out of your own BB brain and you can have something now presented to you that you can't even think about. You can't even dream it could be like this. And it is. It'll happen. It's amazing, you know. But see, that's what the wording says, though. The wording of step 11 says that. That you're seeking all the time. You're always on the go. You're always looking for a closer relationship. The identity with you now is not in a ritual form or time form morning, noon, night, whatever, however you do it, doesn't make any difference. I can talk to God right this very minute. I can pray to God this very minute. I can associate my life to God this very minute just by calling on Him, by asking Him, by wanting His will. I want to help my fellow alcoholic, Lord, would you please show me how to do it? It's a constant thing. It goes all the time. I don't stop. I never stop. But you see, if I don't do it this way, what would I do other than that now? What could I possibly do? Figure it out yourself. What would I say to who and where and when? See? Would I say it to me? Anderson, why don't you help your fellow alcoholic? How the hell do you do that? I wouldn't know how to do that. I wouldn't know what words or what person or what place or what thing is needed. All I have to do is sought through prayer, meditation, improvement, consciousness of God, praying only for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. That means now that must be, that's a living, it's a conscious contact. How long am I consciously awake today? So if I'm seeking this, what does that mean? That I can only do it in the morning on the bed, by the bed, on my knees, and then I can walk the rest of the day by myself? Does it mean that? No, it don't mean that at all. Does it mean that you can wind the day up and consider that good enough? I've done all these things. I ain't talking about you, man. I'm talking about me. Does it mean that if I get mad, and I screw up somewhere, want to run you off the road, call your names, that I have to suffer now the rest of the day so that I can't have a conscious contact with God? So the seeking now is in? Doesn't mean that at all. It means I fall down, I fall short of the mark, I have shortcomings or defects. It means that I can get away from that and I can go back and be in a relationship with God again. Still seeking His will for me and the power to carry that out. When these guys talk, which Andrew almost said, is how do I know the difference between my will and God's will? Did you ever think about that? I've heard this a million times. I might have said it a million times myself even, you know, good, you know, long back way. What the heck does that mean? How do I know God's will? So the idea behind this is that I had to learn a long time ago what I told you about is who I am and who God is. And then step two is where I found that out because we talked in there about a power. We talked about this power that was greater than me. And so it must be now, we must identify something, meaning me and God, of who I am and who God is. Because I can't restore me to sanity of mind. I can't have soundness of mind through my power. That's for sure. And if we're talking about power to live, power to think and power to do things with, then this must also mean that about the brain. Because if I'm going to go to my brain for any answers, any action, or any kind of direction, then it can't be a power greater than me. It must be me. And so there is such a thing, see, as not being able to identify self, because self has got an ego factor, again. And self says, you're okay. You just missed a little part, just a little bit. Like Maxwell Spark, missed it by that much. farther. What Frank wants to know is about the word sought. So sought is something now is that if I like today, this day today, if I got up this morning and I use God in my life for my life by associating my life to God for my life. In other words, I include God in my thoughts and my conversation. Now this sounds, I don't know if it sounds silly to you or something, or hard to do or something like that. Maybe that's what you mean when you say that's a lot of work, you know. But it's not a lot of work because I'm so used to going to self that I'm tuned into self and I'm automatically with self. And so I can drive many miles. And I'm not thinking about God and I'm not searching for God. And I'm not seeking God or anything else like that. But that's only because of who I am. And it's like when I would learn how to read and steps. And I could read in this book here, any one of these books or pages or anything else like that. And I could read a page, I don't know if you do this, and I could read this page, and after reading it, if I close the cover on that, I couldn't tell you one damn word on that page that has any meaning behind it or what I read even. Do you ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an ongoing thing too, is because I got a brain that's got the capacity to go many places for a lot of reasons and still do other things, you know. And so if I asked, I learned to do this a long time in a Sermon on the Mount, is that if I read something and I don't, and I'm aware that it's all jumbled words or it's things I don't know, all I have to do is start all over again. This time I ask God to help me understand or help me be or think and do what I should do here, please. And all I have to do now is be sincere, be honest, self-honest in yourself now about this. And I'll tell you, I'll read that page, and I'll tell you all about that page. And I'll tell you what I read, too. And I found out that the steps are like that. Because they're not a reading process. They're not something you get past. They're not something that now you're okay, you put that away when you're forever, or anything like that. It's not nothing like that. This here is the part of living a life that I have to have so that I can perform with this life. Now, myself, I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. Now, you stop and think about this, what I'm saying. Is how many meetings have you been to, and how many times have you heard Chapter 5, and how many times have you heard 12 steps read from the podium? How many of you guys can repeat every one of them steps right to the letter of the law? How many? Okay, that's one thing. How many can do that? Now, this is self-honesty to self. How many can do that? How many can perform like that, according to the 12 steps? Until it becomes something that's needed for your life, until your life becomes important to you, until you call upon the power that can make that happen, until you use the steps as a method of living, you can't do it. Because just to hear them is one thing. To discuss them is another thing. But to perform them and live with them is another thing again. This is what it's talked about in the first 164 pages, and it ends that way on page 164. See that your relationship with God is right and all things. This is what they're talking about. You obviously can't transmit something you don't have. They're talking in here, abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Abandon yourself to Him. Now, why would they make that so important now? And why would they say this in 11, step 11? Because what in the position it's in the 11th position, and 12 is separate by itself. No, 12. The 11 steps is the method of living so that you can have a spiritual awakening to be able to give this to somebody else and to practice these principles in all your affairs. So what does that mean? That means something. It certainly must mean something. As a way of life, sought through prayer and meditation. Why would they put 11 there? Why would they say that in step 11? Sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God. In other words, what else is there that I should know that would be far, that I would benefit from, that might be, might even be more important than 11 even? Sought through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious. So that must mean it's an ongoing thing today, this day. This is not a wasn't, so then if I've been going at sobriety and time, you'd think that in time there might be a graduation or there might be something there that says that from now on you've got it easy. You've got a piece of cake now. but it's not. See, so if treating alcoholism as a way of life is needed daily, as a daily reprieve, like it says in page 85, then how about step 11, then put step 11 in for treatment of this here condition or this disease? If I'm going to seek God's help, God's direction, and His will for me and the power to carry that out, what does that mean then? When do you do that? You do that in the morning? You do it at night? When do you do this? The way it's worded ought to be able to say that pretty clear. Your conscious contact. Now, if your conscious contact is with self, it sure as hell ain't with God. And if you're going to look to self, what kind of an answer you're going to get or what direction you're going to get. So this is where, remember I told you how I used to have to drive my car, buy the watch I learned first, and then I had to drive my car, I had to take him out, put him in the car, make sure he's in the car, and now I get in the car. I want God with me. I want God right here, right now. I want Him with me because my thoughts, my ideas needs treatment. I have to have the grace of God on me. See, this is that undeserved gift from God, too, by the way. This is something that I can have regardless of what I've done or what I've been or where I've been at or anything else like that. This is that 100% of whatever I got. 100% of whatever I have. This is the main ingredient, what we're talking about. Ted, that's what you don't understand yet, is that, yeah, I mean this, it's serious, you know, about this, is that the purpose of this here, what step 11 is all about, is I found out that there is a power greater than me, and I also found out who this power is. Now, this started down the bottom in the beginning for a long time. But I didn't know how to use that power because I thought that power was needed only where I thought it was needed or when I thought it was needed. I thought that, like step 7 says, you know, pushily pinching. And I didn't know that as an alcoholic, see, that I have to practice these principles in all of my affairs. It means that I can't practice these principles in my affair by my power. I can't do this. It's impossible. But see, I had to find out exactly the need of a power greater than me and how to use that power. Now that means then that if I'm going to choose where that power is needed or when it's needed in whatever capacity or whatever, then it's not really, that isn't who God really is. That's who I think I want to be with God, or I think that that's the way you use God or treat God. Because that's not His will for me, that's my will for me. See, I'm still in the picture, I'm still sitting on the throne, I'm trying to be a partner there, I'm trying to be in the act, I'm still trying to be who I think I should be. This is where I had to learn now a great deal about who the hell I am. See, just because if God is, then He must be all. If God does for you, He must do for me too. And so this here now starts to take on a different meaning altogether now. The purpose I'm here for is to do God's will. Now I found out exactly what that means. Not my will, to do God's will. And when they start this here business now, it's free. When I made a decision to turn my will and my life over to care of God as I understood it. See, now here we're coming all the way up into 11. What the hell does it say in 11? It says, stop through prayer and meditation to improve my conscious contact with God, praying for the knowledge of His will for me and the power to carry that out. So that's what is going to separate now. This is going to separate the idea behind God as only a God of need or a God of ritual, a God of name. This is going to change now into a living God. Living God means exactly that, what it says. It's an ongoing conscious contact today for what's needed today in my life only. And this means now that I must have God first. So I must put God first. First means only the fact that God, I talk to God as who God is. Now, remember on page 63, when we were learning, when we were being aware of the unmanageable life. And when it talks in there, at the top of page 63 in the big book. See, I didn't understand this here, what it says there. It says, says, when we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer, being all-powerful. He provided what we needed if we kept close to him. Why would they say that, if we kept close to him? It performed his work well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life as we felt new power flow in. As we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of his presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, and hereafter. We were reborn. Why would they word that like that? See? Because of the fact that the relationship that's needed. The relationship, meaning my life dedicated or disciplined or in God's hands, must be there in no place else. I can't keep flip-flopping. I can't keep taking it and giving it back. I can't take it and give it back. If I'm seeking to improve my conscious contact with God, so that I myself will find myself getting angry, getting anxious, getting impatient with the way you're behaving, the way you're putting that ice away, or the way you're not buying it fast enough, or something like that. Don't you know that I have things inside of me? I got an alarm clock in me. I got bells inside of me. I got sirens going off inside of me that says, Anderson, back down. Anderson, you're doing it again. Anderson, what the hell's the matter with you? You're so damn important to you that you can't see what's going on even. And listen, man, I'll tell you, I've been sober a lot of years. That don't help me one damn bit. That disease of alcoholism, if it's not being treated. Now, being treated means a way of life. Being treated means that there's a process, a method, that will correct that situation when it happens and if it does happen that way. Because I don't walk on water, you know that. And I get sick too, and I get impatient sometimes, and I get maybe hungry, or I get tired, or something else like that. But the formula, or the method, or what's needed, is always in the 12 steps. That's the only damn thing I got. That's the only thing I have. If I don't have 12 steps, I haven't got a message. There is no message. Then I have to go out in the world and I have to be alone again, trying to figure out how in the hell to stop that crazy brain, or how to make things right, or how to repair damage that I've just done or going to do. Man, I'm in self again. And this all is about steps now. And this is all about leaven. This is all about recognizing exactly what you can do as an alcoholic with alcoholism with the power that's greater than you. And this isn't about a performance that's needed right now. It doesn't come from yesterday or yesteryears. It doesn't come from anything at all to do with anything other than now. Isn't that funny? It is. It's not funny. It's funny peculiar. You know, this is serious business. Step 11, you know, I talked one time to Ron about 11. Man, I don't know how long we talked. You know, I have no idea. It's the same as all steps. It's a never-ending story because it's an ongoing living process that must continue on as alcoholism is there. It must be there. So then for it to be there means exactly that. That if I'm not doing that, what am I doing? If I'm not seeking it, to do God's will and have the power, the conscious contact of the living moment or of the time that I'm thinking, acting, being. What the hell else would I do? Go out there and maybe run around the boat and feel real good, and then come up here and just get down into some deep trouble and think rotten thoughts and figure how rotten the world's treating me and all that. No way. This, you know. Every time I talk like this, it makes me think inside that I want to tell you about the other side. I want to tell you about the good things. I want to tell you how well it is to feel well. Yeah. How well it is to have adversity hit you, or to have things turn right around in front of you and get so damn good that there is no way it could get any better, and yet God will turn around and do the next thing better than that. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, you Alcoholics Anonymous, I get very damn serious about the message. I really do, and I always have. And I generally don't kid or joke or anything else. The only reason why is because it is a life and death proposition. This is a Port of Last Call. This is prime time. This is for me. This ain't for you. If you say it's for you, it's for you, yes. But I'm not thinking for you, and I'm not here for you, because this is a way of life that I must have. This is a way of life that God says, here, I'm going to take care of you. No harm will come to you. Stay with me. I'll make sure you're all right. Don't worry. Man, I've seen some troubles that, man, there ain't nobody seen these troubles before. I know they haven't. If they did, they'd get on this earth. And yet, though, I can go through that and God say, you're all right. This is serious. You sure in hell, I'm going to tell you, you sure in hell ain't going to give it to you. Nothing's going to come to you on a silver platter. It's not going to come to you on a silver platter. It ain't going to, you just have it to you. You're going to have to go for it. You're going to have to try the very best you can try. You're going to have to give it 100% of whatever the hell you got to. And if you don't do it, it'll never happen. And if you're satisfied with what you got today, that's fine. My hat's off to you. It's like Dr. Bob talking about in there. You think you can handle this all alone? He says, our hats are off to you. It's your Heavenly Father. He'll never let you down. I'd like to take, you know, I wish the hell it was something you could give to somebody in a form of use so that after you get the things that are necessary, you can give it back. You know, I can give you 10 years, you know, and then after you get a couple of years and you got good years, when they give them back, I'll give them to him and so on like that, you know. Sounds good, you know. But if you don't do it, it'll never happen. If you don't go to the source of supply, if you don't go to God, seek him, want and have and try and do with his power, what the hell would you do? What would you do? Are you going to go look in the mirror and tell yourself and congratulate yourself how well you behaved today and how well you thought today? No, man. Self will never do that.